Welcome to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting third. The catcher, Michael Barrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Nevin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Matt Merton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ronnie Cedeno. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Neofy Perez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carlos Marmol. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Carlos Marmol. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ryan Friel. Batting second. The shortstop, Felipe Lopez. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Austin Kearns. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Hatberg. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Batting 8th. The catcher, David Ross. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Eric Milton. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Eric Milton. And now, play ball. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pierre bunts towards first. Hatberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Kearns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Friel strikes out. One out. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nevin scoops it up and throws to first, with Marmol covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nevin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Merton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Merton hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cedeno scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Austin Kearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kearns hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Merton. Kearns reaches second base with a double. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kearns moves to third. Two outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ronnie Cittino is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cittino hits a fly ball into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Marmol is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Marmol strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. David Ross is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Eric Milton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Milton bunts towards the mound. Marmol fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to second. One out. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Friel is 0-1 in the game. Friel hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lopez is 0-1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pierre is 0-1 in the game. Pierre strikes out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Barrett is 0-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards short. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Griffey is 0-1 in the game. Griffey strikes out. One out. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dunn is 0-1 in the game. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kearns is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Kearns strikes out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatberg is 0-1 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nevin is 0-1 in the game. Nevin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Merton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Merton is 0-1 in the game. Merton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Merton moves to second. Ronnie Cittino is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cittino is 0-1 in the game. Cittino hits a ball on the ground into left field. Dunn picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dunn. Merton scores. Jones moves to third. Cittino moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Perez is 0-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Cittino tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Carlos Marmol is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Marmol is 0-for-1 in the game. Marmol hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Eric Milton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Milton is 0-for-0 in the game. Milton strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Friel is 0-for-2 in the game. Friel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pierre moves to second. Two outs. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nevin is 0-for-2 in the game. Nevin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Felipe Lopez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Merton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dunn strikes out. There goes Lopez. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Austin Kearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kearns hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Merton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Merton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Merton hits a line drive towards short. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ronnie Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Freddie Bynum pinch hits for Carlos Marmol. Freddie Bynum is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bynum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pierre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bynum moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. David Artsman now pitching. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hatberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. David Ross is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Quinton McCracken pinch hits for Eric Milton. Quinton McCracken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McCracken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Friel is 0-for-3 in the game. Friel is hit by the pitch. Ross moves to second. Will Oman now pitching. Felipe Lopez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Merton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nevin is 0-for-3 in the game. Nevin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Matt Merton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Merton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Merton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Hammond now pitching. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Cittino is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cittino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cittino hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Dunn. Perez reaches second base with a double. John Mabry pinch hits for Will Oman. John Mabry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mabry hits a fly ball into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierre is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pierre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez scores. It's 9-2, Cubs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lopez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Scott Ayer now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Merton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Cubs. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ayer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Merton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick White now pitching. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nevin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nevin strikes out. Two outs. Matt Merton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Merton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Merton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roberto Novoa now pitching. David Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cedeno scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Almedo pinch hits for Rick White. Ray Almedo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Almedo hits a fly ball into left field. Merton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Friel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Friel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati.